Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today, we're here early morning on the West Coast, midday on the East, and later in the evening for you UK folk. And the next day for Australia, right? Or, yeah, maybe, I don't know. But if you're here watching, you're obviously a boxing fan. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Helps this show get in front of more boxing fans like yourself so that like minds can congregate here and talk. Remember that number to call in and voice your opinion here on our show is 1-425-569-5241. We're here to talk about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Still, the aftermath continues, and it's not a stink. It's a beautiful smell, one that is uplifting boxing and putting our sport in the forefront. 6.5 million pay-per-view buys, the biggest pay-per-view record in combat sports ever. I am happy. I hope you're happy. MMA fans, I hope you guys are happy because together we did it. And at least it's a win for the both of us. I'm going to go ahead and jump out to all my co-hosts. I got one in the Golden State by the name of Hipster Hunter.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock. In the knock, out now. The main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor obviously eclipsed everything combat sports history last weekend. And think about this, put it in perspective. Imagine you add Mayweather Canelo pay-per-view numbers on top of Mayweather Pacquiao numbers, and this is what you get. We're talking about $650 million at the top end of revenue generated purely off of American pay-per-view. That's an astronomical number. I guarantee you they made at least another $400 million other places around the world, international broadcasting and pay-per-view in the UK. I guarantee you this was a billion-dollar event. Whether or not this fight was significant, whether or not this fight had any merit to it, this fight was a spectacle. And this fight was a cultural event, like I keep saying. And the numbers obviously show that this thing will eclipse everything else in combat sports history. And may forever going forward. We may never see anything like this that can generate this type of buzz so quickly, so organically in a way that is really hard to think about when you think about a pro championship, one of the best all time against an 0-0 fighter. Like to have that dynamic create this buzz is just an insane thing to think about. So I can't wait to chop it up with Mr. Doomsday and obviously the callers.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Doomy Dooms, Dooms, what's up, man? Get Dollar DiBiase on the track. You're making us look bad, buddy. What's going on over there? Looking like Casper the Ghost. What do you think about this? You must be happy.
I'm happy. You've moonlighted
in both of these sports. You know, obviously now you've smartened up and taken boxing, but you've been on the mat, and you've been known to indulge in your
MMA,
UFC, you know, delights. You actually have to eat some crow. Let's serve it to this guy. He said it wouldn't do better than 4.6, I believe.
Yes, isn't that what he said? Yeah, yes. I really.
Crow.
I was kind of, you know, The reason I didn't think it was going to do those high, and it was because a topic that Matt had brought up in that last show was the illegal streams. You know, I didn't know how much that was going to affect it. And it obviously didn't affect it as much as I thought. And 6.5 million. Wow. You know, Connor lost, but I don't think there's any losers in the business standpoint. You know what I mean? Everybody made good bank on this. It broke records again. Mayweather's just breaking his own records at this point, like he said. And I think it just sets a stand. It sets a bar, right? It sets a bar, and you know, goals. You know, bars that high. You always want to keep breaking records, right? But the bar has been set high. 6.5 million pay-per-view buys. That's insane. So I can't wait to see what all the haters hating on the fight, at the fight this, at the fight that, that, you know, it's bullshit. Da, 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 da. Hey, listen, people still wanted to see it, and here's the proof.
Now, guys, I didn't choose to go with the rumor mill on this particular topic, and instead we're breaking news, but it could easily be a rumor. This is confirmed by Dana White. Everyone is running with it. We'll see if Dan Rayfield has a, you know, counter article. But being optimistic the way that I love to do so, like you said something very interesting in the beginning of this that made so much sense. It's, would we ever see something like this that comes together so organically? And that's something that we talked about here on the show yesterday about not marinating, jumping while the iron is hot and striking. That's what these two guys did. And thieves aside, thieves, bootleggers, streamers, whatever you want to call them, this could have been my original projection of 10 million. Factor in the 3 million people that stole it, right? And then this 6.5, couple of stragglers here and there, you got 10 million for a boxing event. Now, what does this do moving forward? Is there a trickle effect? Because we've seen the upstream on the Fox Sports telecast Doomsday when, you know, Delorme and Ulgas received like 3 point something watching them on some, you know, for lack of a, you know, no disrespect, but, you know, mediocre fights, right? No names, at least mediocre level names, not familiar with the casual fan, to say the least. And that did great numbers. So now what's the triple effect on the back end? This is doing great numbers on the pay-per-view side. What does this mean for boxing? Doomy, go ahead.
I mean, doing numbers on the back end, what exactly are you saying?
Like, as now that this has gotten 6.5, what's that mean for boxing? Are we going to see a positive effect from
that? Well, that's what I'm saying, right? The bar's been set, 6.5, right? I'm thinking this is going to be all positive because it's brought more attention to our sport. Those who weren't boxing fans, I believe now have the opportunity to look at our sport a little bit differently because they were MMA fans and they were rooting for their guy. So now, you know, after the aftermath, I believe that many will convert, or if not just convert, but they'll also be watching boxing, you know, because this fight was able to familiarize them a little bit more with the sport, because being Conor McGregor, the champion that he is and the dominance that he showed in his sport, you know, for him to be to have gone out the way he have gone out. And I'm not saying he went out bad, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of MMA fans are interested in boxing now. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I'm not gonna go too hard on this, but MMA fans, I would say even to this day, still hate boxing, and vice versa. Boxing fans hate MMA or / the UFC.
But that's a broad statement.
Like, it is a broad statement.
It's not for everyone.
We're talking about millions and millions of people. We have to talk about generalities. We have to talk about broad terms. No. MMA fans or UFC fans specifically.
Well, you're missing my point. My point is that some MMA fans, I believe,
that's great.
Just like you believe that everybody hates it. I'm pretty sure that, look, MMA.
Okay, you missed what I'm saying. Hold on, time out, time out.
So what are you trying to say? Hold on.
That 80% of UFC fans.
Where are you getting 80% from? You're throwing numbers out of this.
Yes, I am throwing numbers out. Yes, I am throwing. And so are you. And
no,
so
I'm not. I didn't throw not one number out. No,
you're not. You don't have any facts. You don't have any data to support.
I throw numbers out. Fans
converting to boxing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but what the fuck are you talking about? When you
talk, let me talk.
No.
I let you talk.
You're running over my statements.
No. I let you talk.
You're talking numbers that are coming out of your head.
You're saying the same thing.
But I'm not saying statistics.
You're just not giving numbers.
I'm not exactly.
You're saying, you know what? MMA fans are going to watch boxing now.
No. That's speculation. But there's many fans out there that are going to agree or disagree.
That's
so
great.
Let
me finish my point.
I clarified what we're talking about, though.
What the fuck you talking? Why are you freaking out, man? Like,
no, because you are too.
No. I let you talk, dude. This is how the show goes. Let me give my opinion on my take on the question that Ness asked.
It wasn't even a question that Ness asked.
Yes, it was a question that Ness asked, and you try to answer it. So I don't know why you won't let me answer and give my take on it.
You're still talking about answering. Answer it.
Okay, and my point was that still, UFC fans do not like boxing, and boxing fans hate the UFC in general terms. So does this event change that? No, because I think most people come away with their preconceived notions being true. You have a lot of UFC McGregor fans going, well, look, man, if the cardio was an issue, he would have beat Floyd. Oh, if it was an MMA fight, he would knock him out and he would submit him in one round. Like, you still have that narrative. That narrative never died. You have boxing fans going, our sport is better than yours. Sit down. You get that all over Twitter, all over the internet. I know you're not on social media. I am.
No. See, so now you're again, you're taking a jab at me saying that I'm not on social media. And I think this is bothering you that there's some people that might like the sport now more than before.
I did say there wasn't.
I'm saying there was a majority. You're being negative.
Again, you don't have the pulse of the fans as much as I do, I would say.
I'm still not throwing statistical numbers out, Matt. What I'm trying to say is
this is
a double side coin where it could listen, when you say the majority, it's because the build up to this fight was MMA against boxing. And I could totally agree with you.
And
yes,
it still might be. No, it still is.
What I'm saying to you, Matt, is that how positive did this affect the sport?
We got to be fair here, Matt. I mean, you're asking him not to.
I mean, I was trying to get my point, and somebody jumped on me for no reason.
No, you jumped on me.
You're doing a lot of that yourself. Like, he's talking, and you're like, fair. And, you know, you're sliding little words in. But I get both of your point. You see, Doomsday's coming from a stance like, Matt, don't tell me that some MMA fans are not going to like boxing. I haven't used a number where you're coming at him counter-arguing, saying 80.
I threw out a number. My bad. I said majority. Majority. Calm your fucking tits.
Yo, okay. I said majority.
And Alex, you're not on Twitter.
Yes, listen. Every time you Twitter, your fucking message, your message pops up on. All right? So don't tell me I'm not on Twitter. This is what I'm saying, Matt.
I'm on your profile. You never post.
Matt, exactly. Yeah, tell me I don't post.
Poster. Doesn't mean he's not a stalker.
It doesn't mean I'm one of those guys. Is he
stalking people?
Listen, I'm watching you, Matt. And I'm not mad at you. Matt, listen, I'm not mad. Look.
Oh, I know you're not mad.
What I'm saying is this. I totally fucking agree with you that, okay, look, majority of the motherfucking people right now are probably still like, fuck, you know, MMA has a bitter taste in their mouth. Like, fuck, we lost. And boxing is fucking right now.
I wouldn't even say it's bitter.
Yo, listen to me. Bitter is the post that I've seen on social media where motherfuckers are kicking their own cars, breaking shit. Because, yo, a lot of people believed in it. The MMA fans really believed in their guy, right? But at the end of the day, anybody that was watching this fight got to see skills, man. Got to see a little bit about what our sport in boxing is compared to the MMA. So, you know, MMA, bro. The MMA guys even say it. We box all day. This is what we do. It's part of our sport. I'm just saying that just maybe, they're going to look at a little bit more in depth now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
For their best to be beat. And I'm not saying that it wasn't, you know, if it was, it wasn't obvious to us, but like, they got their best guy kicked, you know, and a gay got his ass kicked. And I think that's going to at least strike a little bit like in fighters, right? Like, you know what? I'm going to work more on my boxing.
Yes, I agree with that. But on the upside,
that's been happening for a while, though. You know that, Doomy, because you watch the sport. That has been sort of happening, that the influx of boxing techniques.
Especially with No Love. Cody No Love is one of the main guys over there that's really.
But listen, on a glass half full side, he did extremely well. It's still our best versus their best that's never boxed. So he can hold his head up high, I believe. But let's get back to the main topic. 6.5 impressions. Obviously, we all had initial, you know, we gave initial numbers and stuff. But now that the 6.5 has come in, you're able to digest it. How are you receiving it? I mean, are you impressed? Were you shocked? Especially a guy like you, Doomsday, that you, you know, you went under. So where are you guys at with this particular number?
I mean, so from what we know now, is it might not be that number yet, right? Is this just like, hopefully, from what source are we getting the 6.5 exactly? From Dana White?
Dana so, White, yeah.
I mean, Maddie, you know Dana White more than all. I mean,
this is your side.
He's pretty accurate when he makes these statements, right?
Yes.
I've never, every time, you know, there's.
It might be a little bit lower than this. Like,
yeah.
But I would still say it did over 6.
Because every time I see him announce after the matches, he's always, you know, he immediately, and then he says he's.
Well, usually he's not the one announcing it. You know Dave Meltzer? He's the one that usually gives out pay-per-view numbers for UFC events. I wonder if he's going to have the insiders for this event because it's Showtime. Kevin Ioli might have the numbers. Lance Pugmire, Dan Rayfield. Those are the type of guys that are probably going to find the numbers, I would say, within the next couple of days. Especially with Dana White giving out a number, it's going to be that much easier for reporters and journalists to find that insider to give them the actual number.
And I'm sure these big guys like the Iolis, the Coppinger, well, Coppinger's a little lower than them, but the Iolis and definitely the Rayfields are going to be looking to debunk this number.
Yes.
This is a very big number for boxing standards. And if it's
for anything.
True,
for anything.
Yeah, for anything.
Very quickly, this may have broken pay-per-view records, period. Like, not just for combat sports.
Period.
I may need to check that up. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I
mean, what other pay-per-view do you know that they do other than boxing and UFC?
Pro wrestling, but I...
Oh, yeah, pro wrestling, right?
I don't know those numbers at all. I don't know those numbers at all, to be honest.
Yo, they do big numbers.
Yo, is WrestleMania still like a pay-per-view?
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. How much is that?
I don't fucking know.
I stopped watching wrestling the minute I knew it was fake. I don't understand how people still watch that shit. I remember taking my son still when he was old, and I'm just like, how are they?
Bro, it's like a soap opera, bro.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
It's like a live soap opera.
I prefer boxing, definitely, because we get a little bit of the drama. You know, they need the WWE it a little more. That's why Mayweather McGregor was so good, because they went WWE. You know, McGregor with the pounding on the chest and, you know, the hard on stage for the weigh-in. I mean, yo, dude, epic moments. It's never going to get any stranger than with McGregor and Mayweather.
One opinion I do have on that snap is that I don't know what you guys' opinion is, but like who do you think really brought this number up to this stature? 6.5. I do too. I'm going to agree with you, Matt.
Well, it's obviously Connor.
I think Connor's the biggest combat sports star right now.
It's still a mixture, guys, because
it is a mixture. But I'm just saying,
it's the two guys together. It's that dynamic. It's all of it combined.
But yeah. I mean, like, but if it would have been just like Pacquiao,
Connor made them believe.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Pacquiao wasn't a seller. Connor made them believe, even at the face-off. In the weigh-in, he's like, you're going to beg me to follow the rules. I'm like, yo, he's going to get dirty. But the dirtiest he got was hammer fist. And that shit looked like he was, you know, playing with a baby. It looked like he had a little baby rattle in his hand when he was pounding down.
He was putting the Mortal Kombat code in.
I didn't know what he was doing, the poor thing. But listen, he landed good uppercuts. It took some time. Like I said, it would. It took about 3 for Mayweather to, you know, get him down. But he still did marvelous. I felt like his size was great. His range, you know, the way that he could go to the left to the body. Again, the power didn't seem there to me. I seen a lot of people making content on Conor McGregor has no power. And even Max Kellerman, I think this is a separate topic, but, you know, we'll mix it in just to be spicy here on the show. Did you see Max Kellerman saying that Crawford and Errol Spence would have knocked that Floyd out? And before you answer, you fell for the trap. See, now I can't even help you not be as weird as him. First of all, that version of Floyd is still the same exact version of all the other 49 fights. That version just chose to say, I'm going to change the game plan due to the level of opposition. If he fought Crawford or Thurman, he would obviously not fight that way. One, for Earl, I said Crawford or Thurman, but by mistake, I meant to say Crawford or Earl. So for Earl, he's a southpaw. So again,
you could throw Thurman in there, though. You could throw Thurman in there, too, those three.
We ain't throwing Thurman in there. They ain't throw him in there. We ain't throw him in there. You know what I'm saying? Let Thurman stay alone with his two belts, undefeated champ that he is. You know what I mean?
Can't work in Nepal, in the streets of Nepal.
I think Terrence Crawford would have definitely outboxed Mayweather on that night.
Yo, you sound like a guppy right now.
I think Errol Spence probably would have hurt him.
Yo, that's Errol Spence, come on.
Yo, Errol Spence is a great boxer. That exact same version of
now. Four. No, hold on. Now, I have picked Mayweather? I probably would have picked Mayweather.
Whatever. Yeah, but remember, No. It doesn't matter. You already agree with Kellerman. You already agree with Kellerman and said that they would stop him. You agreed. It's on tape. It's here.
On tape.
That he would stop. You're crazy. First of all, Floyd has one of the best chins in boxing and now all of combat sports, okay?
Granted.
He was able to take shots from everyone.
Everybody, B.
And you're going to tell me that all of a sudden Crawford, who's only knocked out dudes smaller than him, moving up at least one division to meet him, check his resume with a fucking magnifying glass, and you will see, is going to be the guy to knock out Floyd all of a sudden.
I mean, but Earl's obviously heavier than Crawford.
Earl's big. Think about the size of Earl.
I'll tell you right now. I might not agree with Bud because of his size only, but his skills,
skills there.
It is there. But if I was to say like Earl has the size, he would have killed on me. He would have put it on.
Oh my God, I'm sitting here with two weirdos.
I'm just saying Earl's a killer.
What do you guys think Earl is? He ain't stopping Floyd. First of all, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
I'm not talking about Floyd, I'm talking about Connor.
First of all, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Oh, Connor.
Not Floyd.
I'm not even gonna say that he could stop Connor. Like
I think he could, man. Based on size.
One fight. I mean, stoppage like the ref, the way Mayweather got, right? But now you ain't talking about knockout.
Let me tell you, Connor better get in the boxing ring and only boxing for
Why are we bringing Connor? Connor's not boxing.
I brought him up in comparison. Yeah, no, because I had misconstrued what he said. He was talking about beating Floyd. It's just Floyd has been able to do what he does, man. He's just super smart. The guy did it, man.
Earl is not there. Listen, Earl could be the future. Yet. He could be the future, but he ain't now. He ain't the present, dog. He ain't the present. The present is Floyd.
No. Floyd could be the past.
Like it's the past now.
You have to think about that. Like we're at a 40-year-old Floyd. Look at every other great in sports history. Very few last after 40.
Last fight, yo?
No, you sound so stupid, bro. Hold on, let me finish. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. You know that we're friends.
No. I know.
We're talking about a guy that's worked out his entire life. His 40 is never going to be my 40 and your 40.
Well, no. True. But like 40 at the highest level of sports.
Listen, it still doesn't. You got to keep factoring in. It's like a fucking mumbo jumbo soup with this guy, because not only is he not ever going to be our 40, right? But you're talking about guys never gonna be able to fight Marquez's and Pacquiao's and get that experience. They'll never fight Mosley's and prime De La Hoya's, man. It's about iron sharpening iron. Earl could be the best he's ever gonna be, but he ain't never.
That's not true.
Rub elbows.
No, that's not true.
What? He didn't rub elbows with no De La Hoyas and Pacquiao's and Shane Mosley's and the amount of sparring that Floyd got. And not only that, statistically, his opponents don't land. So you're saying out of nowhere, this guy is the one.
Can you let me?
Based off getting punched in the face by Kell Brook. I don't mean that in any disrespect, Earl. You know you did a great job, but I'm just saying, if Kell Brook could land, how cleanly is Floyd going to land?
Kell Brook is a heavier hitter than Floyd at this point. Secondly, timing is everything in combat sports. Not just within the fight, but when you take fights. The timing of it. Floyd now. Could Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford finish a Floyd Mayweather nowadays at 40 years old? Where he does look not the same. I'm not saying he doesn't look good. I'm not saying he doesn't look great. He still looks great.
Okay, wait a minute.
Look the best.
Can we just time out there so I can ask you a question about what you just said? You said yes. He doesn't look the same. What are you basing that on?
A Conor McGregor fight, which again is it's one of those things where it's subjective. Like,
yo, do you know that there's a rumor out there, Matt? You know that there's a rumor that he bet over $400 million on himself or $400,000 on himself for
the 10th round, right?
For the 10th round. And, yeah. And God knows how many other people with TMT fucking hats and shirts he sent with bags of money. So what are you talking about? Don't base it off of this fight. Don't be crazy. He's more intelligent than half the people.
I'm not talking about him taking shots. I'm talking about maybe hand speed, foot speed. You know, even when he's walking forward, you can tell how fast the guy is.
He showed he was faster than a 29-year-old dude on top of his head.
His body's there to get hit. His body's there to get it. I'm sorry. Earl Spence would have tagged that body that night. Let's be honest.
You're reaching. I hear you, baby. I hear you. You're reaching.
I don't know how I'm reaching. I'm just trying to address the point that you apparently don't want me to address because you keep cutting me off. But okay.
You know what it is, man? Look.
I just think that you're reaching, bro. You're talking about
a fight.
Out of 50, the one he chose to fight differently, and you're going, oh, this is the one. Look, it's because of this. And in that fight,
do you think Oscar De La Hoya in his prime would have beat Floyd Mayweather? Do you think a Shane Mosley in his prime would have beat a Floyd Mayweather? Because he did not fight those guys in their prime.
This is the sad part.
If Crawford fought Mayweather now, they would not be fighting Mayweather in his prime.
This is the saddest thing about sports, you know? People always want to nitpick. They will never give a person his credit. They're just due, you know.
I was the first one on here saying that that event that we just saw was worth it. That was worth the money. That it was entertaining.
And now you're saying that De La Hoya and that Mosley and God knows how many.
I don't know. We don't know. Play the soundbite. We don't know. You bought those guys not in their prime.
Man, you don't know. You don't know.
No. What do you mean? I don't know. Was Shane Mosley in his prime? Hold on. Was Shane Mosley in his prime when he fought Mayweather?
Statistically,
Was Shane Mosley in his prime when he fought Mayweather? We
do know. There is data.
No. Can you answer my question? Yes.
He wasn't.
Was Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley in their prime when
Biggest? Shane Mosley was coming off the biggest one.
You're not answering my question. Was he in his prime?
The De La Hoya fights were controversial. So he was coming off the biggest win in his fucking career. He was not in his prime, that's for sure.
Was Oscar in his prime?
He was not in his prime, that's for sure. Some people had Oscar winning that fight, man.
Yes, exactly. Past his prime, Oscar gave Floyd, who was arguably just outside of his prime as well,
People have been nitpicking at Floyd's career, and
I was one of those guys. You know, I would nitpick too, but I left that.
I still give him credit, but that's still a relative.
I'll tell you what,
context that matters. I'm just saying, timing for fights matters. When you fight a guy, matters. Yeah. Not in terms of like I'm taking that win away from you. It means that you have an easier chance of beating
I've learned to look at Floyd's career as his entire career just being so strategic, not only in the ring, but outside the ring. So for a time, I was nitpicking too, like, oh, look, he's not doing it. Oh, you're not doing that. Look, the guy outsmarted everybody in and out of the ring. I stopped betting against Floyd a long time ago, bro. So if you guys are talking about Floyd fighting Earl or T-Bud or any of those guys, I still would pick Floyd now just because he's so damn smart in the ring, bro. And he's just seen it all. He's not going to be the guy to, you know, fold and flinch. And if he fought Earl or he fought T-Bud for that matter. And these are guys that are the highest levels right now. But no, it's not, in my opinion, no way. He would still win.
So he always finds a way. I was waiting here patiently to ask you both 10 years from now. We Coleman, because Floyd's been in the game, what, 20-something years?
Yeah, 1996.
Oh, so 10 years from now, you know what I mean? Not even, five years from now. We're combing through Earl Spence's resume, and someone just like Matt is going to say that Kell Brook wasn't in his prime.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, you can't say that.
You can say that he wasn't at his best, but he was definitely still in his athletic prime.
Yeah, but
he was 27, 28 years old, still athletically fit.
I proved my point.
I'm thinking he's still in his. He was in his prime when he fought.
Wait, what do you mean you proved your point? You have to expound on that.
Proved my point. It's selective. It's selective because there's plenty of people that say he's not in his prime. That Gennady finished him. Finished him. He was done. He had a broken orbital bone. He quit in the ring. He was done. Then the next fight, the other eye was broke. What prime?
That lasted, what, till like the 11th round?
Where's his prime? He hasn't even fought yet.
You can say he wasn't a great fighter. That's fine. But he did beat Sean Porter. He did beat Sean Porter.
I'm not going to keep killing you because you're my co-host. I don't want people to think that this is.
Let's not act like he didn't beat Sean Porter.
He did beat Sean
Porter. He beat Sean Porter before Gennady. Again, we're talking about the fighter beating in his prime.
Post-Gennady,
athletic primes. When guys are 35-plus years old, they're not in their athletic prime anymore.
Oh, good. I'm Optimus Prime.
What you talking about, Matt?
look at Canelo Triple G. Look at Canelo Triple G. That's a prime example of someone taking a guy at the right time, perhaps.
Oh, so Triple G's not in his prime?
No, he's not.
Matt's logic.
What? Do you think Triple G's in his prime right now?
Why not?
Okay.
Explain to me why not.
Because he's 36 years old or 35 years old.
So
the body stops working at a certain point. No matter how good you are, the body stops working a certain way.
We just spoke about Floyd Mayweather and his 40 never being my 40 and your 40.
We're not talking about me and you, though. We're not talking about me and you.
You speak about Alex cutting you off, but you're the main person on here that cuts people off. Okay, because now I don't even know what the fuck I was saying when you jumped in. But the bottom line is,
I don't know why you're comparing those guys to me and you.
This argument.
No. You're making a stupid point.
How is Triple G not in his prime because he's 36? He doesn't take punishment.
Yeah, he does.
He's better shape than you and I. He don't.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit though. Why are you comparing a pro championship fighter to nobodies? Listen, to people that are on a radio show. You're not comparing him to other fighters, Ness. Hold on, Ness. Why don't you agree with this comparison? You're comparing him to fucking radio hosts.
So check this out, guys. Let me just put it to you this way. All right. What fighters are comparable to that age group?
Compare him to other championships.
What fighters are fighting right now at age 35 at that level. And that's the point right there, Matt. There's not too many.
Only the great ones. That's what he don't get. Yeah, they're not the same. I'm trying to tell him that. He just wants to argue.
Aren't you picking – I mean, Ness, aren't you picking Canelo in this fight?
Probably.
Okay. 2 years ago, would you have picked Canelo?
Why not? 2 years ago, he didn't have the experience. He didn't know what he was doing. I don't know. It all depends.
Hold on.
So now he's trying to insinuate to the listeners that I'm picking Canelo based off Triple G being old.
We're doing picks right now?
I mean, no. Somebody into their prime and somebody may not be in their prime anymore.
That's all good, baby. It's all good. I get you, yo. I get you. You made that pivotal change in your career where you said you're gonna be the guy that makes everyone mad, and that's okay.
Ness, why are you doing that? That's not what it's about.
Listen, it's great for the show.
Why are you doing that? That's not what this is about.
Oh, it's not?
No, this is just me giving my opinions.
You're the only one on the panel trying to say that Errol Spence would knock out Floyd and Terrence Crawford would knock out Floyd.
TKO, yeah. Not knock out, TKO.
You're the only one saying that anyone 36 is not in their prime.
I didn't say that. I said most people. Most people at that level are not in their prime. I didn't say everyone.
And that's exactly what we're saying.
The rare people. The rare people like a Bernard or George Foreman.
And a Floyd and a Triple G.
I don't think Triple G is on that list.
Exactly.
Floyd on there. You could.
But I also, in the beginning of this conversation, I also said it was selective, right? And there it is. Again, you pick the stars that you feel are in and out of their prime based on your criteria.
They've proven it more. That's why.
So Triple G hasn't proven it by knocking everybody the fuck out.
Jacobs.
You know what? We're
wasting time. Watch the Daniel Jacobs fight again and see him lose.
We got callers, bro. And Daniel Jacobs probably didn't get knocked out for a number of reasons. While he performed well, we also know he did something strategic.
Are we not going to act like Triple G has looked a little bit older recently?
I can't believe you, bro. You're reaching.
I'm just using that as a point. Fighters take fights for timing.
Okay, Matt.
Take hard matchups when they're older.
So then Triple G should have lost to Jacobs. he wasn't in his prime. Jacobs is
arguably he did.
You know? Callers then. Let's go to callers. Let them settle it. This guy is hilarious.
Matt, you're hurting my feelings, bro. I'm Triple G's age,
though. Yo, Matt is saying anybody in their 30s is Dunsky.
I didn't say anybody or everybody. Stop throwing. I may get hyperbolic. You guys know what I mean.
We're going out to the sponsors, and then we're going to the callers. You know the number 1-425-569-5241, and add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to call from any country. Or just on Skype, internationally free. You can download Skype app on your Android and iPhone. And while you're there, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes if you enjoy this podcast. You don't only have to listen here on YouTube. You can definitely download us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and every other place to get podcasts.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Dolla D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You think it's going to beat me? He lost his mind.
Why is the water so damn nice, brother? This guy has been perfect for like 8 years, 9 years. If Walter wants some of his work, he can definitely get my face out.
BoxingWiz.com. Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Rob in the UK, what's up, brother?
Well, I thought we were talking pay-per-view numbers, but it just turned into a fucking big fight amongst everybody. What the hell?
It turned into trying to figure out when someone's in their prime, Robbie Rob.
I haven't had coffee yet, man. I just need some coffee.
I'm 38, so I like to think I'm still in my prime, but
not according to hipsters' logic.
Yo, man, Rob, I've seen you, man. Look at all that gray hair. You ain't in your prime.
Yeah, no, that's I've done all that on purpose, mate. That's the George Clooney look. You know what I mean?
I got the salt and pepper.
That's it, mate. You got it. Hey, do me anyway. How are you going to turn up the Border Wars to face Midi if you're taking shots off Matt? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Midi. Well, you tell Midi to be ready for this, all right? Because I'm coming.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to. I just wondered. I'm really interested to find out what the UK numbers are going to be, and also. What do we think, maybe, if the pay-per-view hadn't been $100 and maybe 70 or something like that, do you think we would have had a much bigger number?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I know it's hard to maybe calculate like roughly what it would have done otherwise, but it always astounds me when I hear the prices you guys have to pay for pay-per-views. And I know if you reduced it to like $50 for a pay-per-view, whether that many more people would buy it, that it still, you know, reaches the same sort of money. But it's still a phenomenal number. And like you say, I can't see it getting beaten anytime soon, if at all. So, you know, hats off.
Wilder AJ blows that out the water. Watch.
What's Wilder bringing? Shut up. Jesus, man. Wilder's bringing nothing to the table.
Wilder AJ is going to be the world's collide. Watch Eddie Hearn steal my tagline. It's going to be Worlds Collide. Wilder versus AJ is going down. Shit going to happen. Okay. It's going to happen in fucking in Zaire.
Oh, dude, yeah.
You heard AJ. AJ's from Nigeria, and he always say he wants to fight in a couple of different countries. I'm telling you, it's going to happen over there. Matt going to be in Africa chilling.
We'll have to see, but if it does beat the numbers, that's purely off of AJ's back. I can't see what Wilder's bringing to the table with numbers, but, you know.
Come November, the whole pendulum is going to shift. You didn't know that? When he knocks Ortiz.
When he beats Ortiz?
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. Jay might be listening. Oh, shit. He ain't letting me in the camp. Oh, shit.
Dave Allen went in 8 rounds or something with Ortiz. I don't see what knocking Ortiz over is going to.
When he takes on Ortiz and the winner emerges from there, you'll see. But look, we're getting off topic.
You know it's gonna all go horribly wrong when it's Wilder on his back.
I'll tell you the same thing when we're here doing a show saying 12.5 million pay-per-view buys.
Yeah, there's no way that happens. Come on.
Just quickly, I know Crawford was brought up. Ness, so I sent you a message there. I don't know if you saw it, but apparently Crawford's vacated the IBS belt.
Lipinitz problems.
Yeah, Lipinitz is going to fight for the title that he's vacated now. So
that's crazy, yo. Why drop that one title, man?
Maybe he's gonna drop the rest later.
Drop them all, man. I hope we get like announcements. You know, I don't know. That don't make no sense. If you're gonna stay at 140, like I'm not gonna even address it further than saying if he takes a fight at 140, then this looks weird. But if he doesn't take a fight at 140, you know, who cares what he does?
Yeah. Just drop them all and say you're moving up. Just get it done. I don't know why it's just this one, I know the haters are queuing up to say Floyd wore the mask because he's robbed everybody and all the suckers have paid for it. But at $26 over in the UK, I didn't mind paying at all. But I understand why some of the Americans are maybe a little more hurt.
Well, all right, Rob. Thanks for calling in as always, and definitely doing his due diligence out there on the junior editing side of things. Where were we? Pay-per-view buy, 6.5 mil, record-breaking. And he said something about people saying, you know, that Floyd robbed us. I think that these numbers and the piracy numbers indicate there was a general organic interest for this thing, and there was no robbery. He gave us what we wanted.
That's why
we paid for it. 6.5 million people paid.
Even the people who didn't know they wanted it, they wanted it once they fucking heard about it.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you know, when it first was like, it's like, oh my god. But then as it happened and McGregor emerged, and I was able to, you know, take in his character and personality and his bravado and his arrogance, I truly fell in love from an entertainment standpoint. The pinstripe fuck you suit, that's gonna be a forever thing. Like,
yeah, that's legendary.
He earns points forever for that. He's going down rock star status for that. And again, being able to last as long as he did, rock star status for that too. Like, the world is gonna write him off in a good way, right? Like, every story is going to be like, Connor wins even as a loser. I've seen the headlines already. We're going to Simon in Huntsville, unless you guys want to add anything to that.
No, I just think that there is a trickle-down effect, especially for Connor. I know, I think either we brought that up in the show or Doomsday brought that up in the show earlier. But I think Connor definitely gets a trickle-down effect because of this. I wouldn't be surprised if he does over 2 million pay-per-view buys in the UFC going forward.
Oh shit! So you think now? Oh, okay. So that boxing. No,
there's more casual interest. So it's not necessarily boxing fans. You're gonna get football.
Not so
fans
much. Okay, cool.
Now you're gonna get soccer fans. Now you're gonna get baseball fans. Now into Connor necessarily. I think that's gonna happen.
So this fight was good for his brand.
Absolutely.
It didn't screw him up for losing.
No, he's gonna be a bigger star because of it.
A lot of people are already saying these things. They're saying that he's a winner, even though he lost. So.
All I want to add is hit that thumbs up button. If you're watching this, future, present, past, doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show, and we truly appreciate it. Lets us know that you're enjoying the content. Matt, let's turn on the clock. We got a lot of callers in. This is a spontaneous show. We're going to give them 30 seconds. Simon in Huntsville, talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, man? I knew that it was going to do that, man. And then you're going to see even better numbers coming nowadays, man. Because when you actually see another fighter comes in that's undisputed in boxing and then go over and try to become undisputed in UFC, that's when you're going to see the numbers be higher than even the Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. That I'm the 82 baby. I know about the bad knuckle, Ernesto Hoos, Alex Cardo, Master Ichi. I know about those fighters, and I'm not just a casual UFC fan or a casual boxing fan, because I was a boxing fan before I became a UFC fan. I'm from that era where it's that big monetized.
Simon, well, thanks for calling in. Matt, he spit some MMA knowledge on you there, buddy.
I didn't hear what he said, sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear all those.
If a boxer goes over to the UFC.
No, he was shouting out some UFC names. Phil Thrill, talk to us.
Yo, man, you know how it goes. CBV all dizzy. You know what I'm saying? Let me just say something to the co-host real quick. You know what I'm saying? That you know how I get analytical. Check it. I don't really hear you telling any backstories behind Floyd's career a lot of times, man. Like, you know, I don't know about your age or whatever, but if you don't got the free thighs and the Casabellas and all of these guys coming out saying, hey, duck me, the margaritos coming out, I'm just tired of y'all guys speculating. Like, y'all is adamant about it. Like, yeah, hey, that. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? The fighters are going to say it themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Let's leave that up to them. They know who really is trying to duck who, whatever. And then I want to go down to 6.5, the $3 million that was, you know, pilfered or stolen. You know what I'm saying? That's really almost 10 million eyeballs.
Damn, Phil, you got to get it together, baby. 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds. We on drive-by. This is a spontaneous show. And we also need your support on Patreon, all right? So head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. And make sure you help keep the lights on. You get some extra content over there as well. And it ensures that this podcast, which is self-sustaining, sticks around. We're going to Atlanta. Damn, we were just there with the last caller from Simon, right?
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, man. Now goes Kirkland. Back me up. Next, I got milk, baby.
6.5 mil. I can't believe it, man. Those are big numbers, man. We might have just seen the last big pay-per-view in our lifetime. I can't think of anything else that is going to top 6.5 million pay-per-view buys. I think we just witnessed the last big event. So that's all I got, man. The Milkman is out.
Milkman, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Boston, Massachusetts.
First of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you or Dan or even put in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man,
quite
great show.
Thumbs up,
donate.
What's happening, people? Yo, man, I only got 30 seconds, baby. I just want to tell you one thing. Don't crack. Whatever you do, baby, don't crack, because you're right. You can search and fucking Google. The first 20 fucking search tells you that a man is on his prime from his late 20s to his early 30s. Why there is a debate on this is beyond my mother fucking understanding. Is there.
Okay, so is Triple G in his early 30s?
Dougie, that's the rule.
Because if the internet says it is right, going to Trenton.
Well, that's not the internet, it's doctors.
Let me get my 30 seconds. Georgie Porgy might be on to something because I think somebody's prime, I think your prime stops at about 33. I think everything is downhill from there. Let me say I called 6.8 mil. We did six. Well, we, and for the sports, for combat sports, we did 6.5. The bigger things to come, that's my call.
All right. And just to be clear, I didn't cut Georgie off. He's, you know, he gave his outro, and then you guys kind of enticed him. 757. Oh, no, sorry, sir. We'll come back to you. Be prepared. 201-962. 201-962. First time caller.
Hello. Yeah, I saw the number 6.5 million. That's completely unconfirmed. Sir. Everyone's popping the cork.
Sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. David from New Jersey, Northern New Jersey.
David from New Jersey. Yeah, we know it's unconfirmed. We're going off of Dana White. We're definitely stating that this is Dana White saying that Mayweather McGregor has done 6.5 mil.
Well, remember, Dana White also said the UFC wasn't getting sold while it was literally getting sold. He also said that UFC, there's going to be an exodus. People were going from MMA... from boxing into MMA, who's having the exodus. A Washington Post poll recently came out, you might want to read it, that says boxing's young demo is equal to UFC's young demo. And they said we have a much younger demo. So, but you know, they say a lot. These numbers are unconfirmed. It wasn't sold out. In terms of the 3 million pirated, I'm sure the Pacquiao fight had pirated people. That doesn't mean I pirated it. I wasn't going to buy that thing. And also, I wonder if there's going to be a merger. Because if there's so much money in boxing, Jose Aldo is now talking about transferring into boxing. Michael Bisping wants to fight Bello, that guy. Stipe Miocic, I don't know his name.
Stipe Miocic. He's
getting on the undercard. This can't continue. So rather than knocking each other's teeth out, trying to prove who's the alpha combat sport, is it possible that maybe there's a merger between these two sports? Like maybe the UFC shaves off a couple of rules, like limits the ground game.
Well, sir, this is a spontaneous call. We gave you more than the allotted 30 seconds because you were a first-time caller. Hopefully, you got his name down. What was his name? David? Did he say David?
Northern Jersey.
David from Northern Jersey. Great call, my friend. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel right here. Because
we have first time
spontaneous shows. Yes, first time caller. We do a lot of spontaneous shows, and it sounds like you're an intelligent caller that we would enjoy here on the show. I like his idea, to be honest with you. He's going to stop the show. There's a lot of other callers to get to, but we're going to have to talk this one out.
I want
to
address
I'm curious.
I only like it because I knew what would happen in this particular fight. But again, that was our best, right? So it would be interesting to hear about some of these because, again, I personally don't know any of these Jose Aldos and things like that. So it would be interesting for me to hear and me and other fight fans like myself to hear about these quote-unquote polarizing names or popular names from the UFC crossover and actually fight someone on their level, not out of their league the way that McGregor and Mayweather was. It would be interesting. A merger could mean something fruitful. I see that it wouldn't work well for the UFC because they're a league and they would essentially have fighters abandoning their league.
Well, it's not really a league. It's different. It's a promotional company.
UFC is the NFL.
It is, but it's not a league. A league is a specific type of conglomerates of corporations.
I mean, did you guys hear about Andre Berto? Maybe
yes.
Switch over.
But his whole family's done MMA.
Yeah, his father's a big wrestler. But very quickly, the idea of a merger. The Hollywood Reporter, when they reported on the Top Rank ESPN deal, reported that the UFC and WME, the new owners of the UFC, actually reached out to Top Rank and tried to form some sort of a partnership with Top Rank. That did not work. So the UFC / WME, who are the same, they are definitely interested in boxing going forward. What they do next, especially with McGregor Entertainment, no idea. But they do seem invested in some way. Now, do they change the rules of the UFC? No. No, you're not going to see them make it more of a striking league in a sense. They're not going to do ultimate boxing or ultimate kickboxing. You're not going to see that. They're going to keep the same rules or add on things through the natural process as they've been doing throughout the years. I don't think you're going to see anything like that. But could they have a partnership with a promotional company like Lou DiBella, like Banner Promotions, like Soderlund, like Eddie Hearn? Like there's a lot of things they could do to invest and to enter the sport of boxing if they so choose.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Curious what was his name? Dave from Northern New Jersey?
David.
David, you know that, you know, we have the Queensbury rules in boxing, but we also have the other ones. I think it's the New England. I forget the name. Fist fighting, where they have grappling. They have semi-grappling, and it'd be interesting, right? A new sport, a new merger, and it would fall into basically the old way before the Queensbury rules were established, which was just basically fist fighting. And I'll look up the exact term in a little while, but that would be interesting, man, to go back to the old rules of fist fighting where, you know, you had a little bit of grappling where you could judo hip toss somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was any ground and pound allowed.
No, there was not.
But it'd be interesting. That would definitely be interesting to see what that would look like, what kind of gloves they would use. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I wasn't talking anything like that. I was strictly talking their athletes coming to boxing.
I don't want that at all, by the way, Ness. I don't want Stipe Miocic, Jose Aldo to come and fight pro boxers in a boxing ring. Now, if you want to come train with the Mikey Garcia, Jose Aldo versus Mikey Garcia sparring is online. You can go watch that. There's 15 minutes of it.
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't want to cut you off, but did you get to see the actual press conference at the end with McGregor and Floyd and Dana White got to speak? One of the reporters asked Dana White about Stipe Miocic maybe, you know, coming in to fight maybe one of the heavyweights. And Dana White's response was, I don't want none of my guys coming over here. He doesn't want none of the boxing guy, none of the MMA guys to come do this. They want to stay in their sport. So I don't know if that was just Dana, you know, saying that in the moment because of, you know, what had just, you know, their best guy had just gotten beat. But he said it himself. He didn't want none of the other guys over there.
All right, let's get out to some calls. We're going out to the 757-965. 757-965.
Hey, yo, Ronnie Deal.
Ronnie, what's up? 30 seconds, go.
How's it going, man? I just want to reach up a little bit and just say, y'all, everybody, I'm a Conor fan, UFC boxing fan. Floyd Mayweather, the best ever, of course, in boxing. Y'all all talking about that uppercut. Conor's got no power. It was off the chest a little bit before it hit the jaw. If not, it could have been a different outcome. You got Floyd ducking, turning his back to Conor the whole fight. That's illegal in boxing. Just want to say, UFC, MMA, Floyd lasted 30 seconds. Conor lasted 30 minutes. I'm out, baby.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Ronnie. We're going out to Panchito Papi.
Yo, yo, what's cracking, man? Haven't spoke to you guys in a while. Hey, I just want to say that 6.5 mil buys, man, is great for boxing. And cut it out with the Errol Spence. Please, man. Dude only beat one fighter, and that's Kell Brook, who already got his eye broken by his Triple G. And he fights like a Mexican fighter, man. Come on. Errol Spence fights like a Mexican fighter. The dude that I give a chance to beat Floyd Mayweather, a little bit of a chance is Keith one time, man. He's fast. Cut it. He has that power. Cut it.
Going out to Los Angeles. 30 seconds in Fojo.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
What's up, my boxing brothers? Yo, call me Infodamus if those numbers were true, because I said 6 million myself. So Infodamus is back, if it's true. That talk about the merge, I wouldn't like it. I don't think that no UFC fighter can beat any boxer in the boxing ring. I don't think no boxer can beat any UFC fighter in the cage. Let me get back to work. That's my call.
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling in. And just to reiterate, in my fantasy of this that David brought up, it's just their fighters fighting, not a merger. That's some weird dream that Blanco and fucking Matt had.
I don't have that. I said I don't want that. But anyways.
Yeah, he said I didn't want it. I'm the only
I don't want
one.
That. I don't want that merger.
I got stuck with the hot potato.
That's all doomsday. But Ness, why do you want to see these fights? You don't know these fighters necessarily, so why are you interested in it?
Like, the more fighters, the better. They have an instilled fan base. It's just better. It's better. It's like
better for what? What do you mean? Better for who?
For the fight fan.
Why is it better for the fight fan? To see more mismatches?
I mean,
not every boxing versus MMA crossover is going to be entertaining.
Though, man, I was specific in saying that I don't want to see mismatches like Mayweather and McGregor anymore. I want the MMA guys to be matched equally. I mean,
so you don't want like a Stipe Miocic to go against Anthony Joshua.
I have no clue who Stipe Miocic is.
He's the UFC champion at the heavyweight division. So he would.
But if he's not on Joshua's level, then no, he needs to start slow. Like, if Conor went and fought Brian Rose at 54. I'm all right with that because he's going to start over, but he's also speeding up, right? Like Brian Rhodes, you would fight him if you were like a 15, 16, 20-and-0 type kid, you know? So if Conor says, yo, my next fight is going to be Brian Rhodes, I'm going to actually get on the motherfucking title track, and he starts with Brian Rhodes, and then his next fight's like a Tarriano or a Curtis Stevens, like, I'm fucking interested.
I'll put this way. I think that just thinking about the idea of more crossover fights literally makes my stomach hurt because it just is that unappealing.
You've obviously become
I want my boxing to be in boxing. I want my boxing to be in boxing. I want my UFC and MMA to be in MMA and UFC. That's what I want.
I hear you, man. All I know that I've also been hearing myself, and recently I've been calling you pessimistic, glass half empty. You're like always mad. People say it in the chat. I don't know. You see, we see a world where MMA and boxing can coexist and it could be fruitful, and you're like, no, keep them separate.
I think this event has shown it cannot happen. I think this past event that we are talking about, this is the topic of the show, has shown that these two fan groups and these two cultures do not like each other and cannot hang out.
They came together to buy 6.5 million buys in the three and another three.
But they don't get along, so I'm over it. I'm over these crossover fights.
This guy's he
I'd rather talk about Keith Thurman versus Errol Spence.
I mean, how many
out of the bed today?
I think what Matt's trying to say down the side is that it's going to take a certain amount of factors and dynamics in order for a fight like this to actually matter. You know what I'm saying? Because they have the blueprint now, and fights, crossover fights, just coming out of the woodwork.
But I specifically said nothing like this. It doesn't have to be like this.
That's exactly why it does not work for me.
All right, we can move on, bro. We got callers. We're going out to Jersey City, Rob.
Yo, listen, I was surprised that it did 6.5 million because I was on Periscope. And listen, there was 15,000 people on one Periscope watching the fight. On the stream that I was watching, it was 3,000 people. And about the whole thing with UFC fighters coming over to boxing, listen, UFC is starving for stars right now. Let's say they grab like their top guys, and they're going to get their fucking ass beat when they fight these elite-level boxers. Then what? They're just diminishing their own brand, so it's not going to happen, man. Fuck off.
All right, brother. Again, you know, I don't want them to come in with their popularity and try to seek out a big fight because that's not going to work.
But what if they lose the small fight like you bring up?
Well, then they go back
to damaging to their brand.
Back to their sport with their tail tucked between their legs, and they start over. They rebuild. In UFC, they don't get mad about losses, so stop acting like they do.
But brands can be killed by a loss. That does happen.
You're negative, bro.
I'm not being negative. I'm just being realistic. I don't know why you have to be this. I don't believe in a fantasy world like you did. Yeah.
You didn't believe in Mayweather-McGregor happening either.
I know you keep bringing that up, and I'm the first one to say it's entertaining. That was a fun thing. I was entertained.
For your life,
I spent $100 on that event, unlike a lot of our callers. I spent $100. I was glad I spent the $100, but I don't want to see that again. I'm good.
Now, you know, we're talking a lot about Floyd and Mayweather, guys, but, you know, we had a lot of undercards that were, you know, pretty good. Did they have any effect on the 6.5, or this was strictly solely on just Mayweather and McGregor?
Strictly Mayweather McGregor.
Yeah, but the prelims, you know, did well. So I'm sure the undercards did well as well. They just didn't give us we don't have the metrics as to where the peak and stuff was at and what garnered what. We're going out to our last caller here, 907-854. 907-854, first time caller.
Yeah, first time calling Jay calling from Georgia.
Jay from Georgia, talk to us.
You hear me? Yeah, hey, what I want to say, I would not want to see a crossover for MMA to boxing. One, MMA only know 1-2 punches, and that's it. Their technique is not, you know what I'm saying, as advanced as boxing techniques where we utilize, you know what I'm saying, the whole punch count. Second, let me just say, for the co-host to talk about Mayweather, or Spence will beat Mayweather now he's not in his prime. Mayweather fights at his weight. Therefore, he doesn't have to lose weight when he trains.
Cut it. Caller, what was your name?
Oh, man. Given 30 seconds, then you tell him, go. What's the name? Go. You're back live, caller. You intrigued the host.
Word.
No, I just want your name.
Hello?
Yes.
What was your name again, caller? And where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Jay. From Georgia.
From Georgia.
Thank you.
Jay, yeah. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Good points.
Great points, man. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. I know you only got 30 seconds, but that's because this is a spontaneous show, one that we're actually all wrapped up with. You caught us in the tail end of it. Be sure to subscribe. Get those notifications. Click on that bell. Make sure you receive the notification every time we go live here and verbally spar from what I'm seeing with the Hipster Hunter, Mr. AKA the Pessimist. Bitter face Matt over there.
Nothing. It's okay, Matty.
Okay. I'm not bitter on this event. Let's get that straight. I thought this was a great event. I was entertained.
But it wasn't happening.
I'm not even bitter at all. I just don't want to see these crossover fights. I didn't like when Ray Mercer crossed over.
No, fans.
I didn't like when James Toney crossed over.
That was hard.
I didn't like when Conor McGregor really crossed over, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all three, in fact. I just don't like the essence of it. I like boxers fighting competitive fights. I like UFC fighters fighting competitive fights.
Exactly.
I don't want non-competitive fights.
What George just said is it kind of illuminated that statement that you're saying now. It's they don't use the whole punch count. They're 1-2s, take down defense, kick.
Exactly.
It's, you know, as boxers, this is all the weapons we got. So therefore, we have to think four times as many, much more than the UFC fighters have to with their hands. So it's just different, man.
Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up button on the way out if you haven't done so already. If it's blue, you haven't done it correctly. If you enjoyed this show, head on over to patreon.com and check out some cool perks and gifts and extra content that we have over there. You can head on over to our YouTube channel. Check out my new vlog. I actually released a new vlog today on YouTube that normally I put on Patreon to show you guys a little bit of the diet and the vlog life as we prepare for Border Wars, which is coming January 16th, 2018. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/Border Wars to see what's that all about. And you can check out all Border Wars 1 fights on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. I'm your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO.
And I'm Matt Thipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
And you can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linus, LAINEZ. Catch me on IG. It's Alex_Doomsday_Linus. And catch me on Twitter, even though Matt says I'm not on.
Alex
Linus TBV on Twitter. And, yeah, follow me along on this weight loss, man. Border Wars 2, January coming. I got to make 175. I'm coming for you, Mitty. Coming.
Yo, Doomsday, if you get a notification every time I, like, tweet something, why don't you like it, man?
Because I'm trying to catch up with IG and Facebook.
Like it.
TBB fam, it was nice kicking it with you guys. We always love listening to your insights and opinions, man.
Peace.
All right. Peace out in Zamunda.